The Staying Healthy Show is owned and produced by Stay Healthy Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with great information. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and our topics are always relevant for today's world, so that we get to talk about the things that are really important and the things that we probably should be focusing on, and, you know, in many cases, the things we just don't focus enough on. And I think that we've learned that, you know, we have to be focused and we have to prioritize our health. And I think we're learning it a lot more every single day, because a lot more stuff is happening to us at a younger age, and we don't have that grace period that we used to have, you know, so we need to learn as much as we can. That's why I bring you the best guests. That's why I keep the topics all relevant, so they're applicable to today. It's great to know all the stuff from the past and where we started, where we came from, but I think most of us today just want to know what it is that we are dealing with today and how to deal with it effectively. So I want to remind everybody, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning is when the show is live. Of course, it is recorded, podcast, and archived, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are available for you to download and listen to them when it's convenient with you and your schedule. So that's a great plus. I send you over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because it makes good sense. Sending you to Stay Healthy is, I think, a great part of your healthy healing journey, because not only do they have the longevity, they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, but they have the most knowledgeable staff, most up-to-date, educated, relevant, and informative staff. And when you're trying to get healthy, with all of the misinformation out there, what you need is someone that can answer your questions and make sure that those questions are relating to you individually, because what your friend uses, your brother, your sister, your kids, your neighbors, your coworkers may not be right for you, but you won't know that unless you have that conversation and that dialogue. And that's what Stay Healthy is all about. Every day at Stay Healthy, you can have those one-on-one consultations and chat because they're so good at what they do. So definitely keep that in mind. Stay Healthy always carries the most up-to-date, best of the best products in every category, so you're able to get the best products and know you're not going to make a mistake. And if it's not there and they don't carry it, there's probably a really good reason. So definitely keep that in mind. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to put yourself into a healthier way of living and start putting yourself, I guess, first priority. Because you know what? There's nothing better than feeling good. And if you ask anybody anywhere, any place, any time, if they could be healthier and could feel better and would like to feel better and be healthier, they're going to say yes. And if they don't, they're lying, because everybody wants to feel better. And we want to be healthier in our own skin and be able to have more energy and think clearer and sleep better and be less stressed and less moody and less depressed and cranky and happier. I mean, we all would. So getting healthy is really important. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print an email, leave your email address, print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store, because the email will give you newsletters, all future newsletters for entering your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And don't forget, make sure that you give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Something new at Stay Healthy, helping you with your looking for healthier convenience. Have your order ready when you get there. send them an email at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, and they'll have your order all pulled by the time you get there so that you can just have a little bit more easy in and out. So that'd be great. Well, today we're going to be talking about Barleen's, and we're going to be talking about some of the products. Last week, I did a Q&A show, and we hit some really hot topics. And somebody asked me if I would talk a little bit more in depth on one of those topics, and that was the Platinum line. And I really do like this line. And I had more than one person asking me to chat about it. So we thought we'd touch on the Platinum line today. And we'd also touch a little bit more on some of the other things that we might not spend enough time on. And I want to make sure that you have the availability of that information as well. So the Platinum line is a portion and a sector and a division of Barleen's that is very special. They spent a lot of time and a lot of energy putting this line together. I think a lot of people have really and truly seen a big difference in the benefit of this line. And I thought that I would just talk to you about it, but because I think it's really different. And they're all powder formulas, and you'll mix them in either water or juice or like a milk product, depending on which one it is. But I think a lot of people are going to find this line to be quite effective. Now, I'm going to start at the end of the line and work my way back and talk about some of these things that I think you're going to find to be quite interesting. One thing they've done is they've hit in areas that people are concerned about every day. Areas like brain health. So that's the first product is going to be called Brain Health. Now, this is a product when you look at it, you're going to think to yourself, this is something that's going to hopefully give me some better optimal brain function, maybe repair of some of my neurons that I've damaged either because of stress or age or maybe medications, maybe unhealthy diet. It's going to help us have a better form of clarity. And maybe we'll focus better. Maybe our memory will be a little bit sharper. You know, this is a quite effective product. Now, I know a lot of people that have been using this. I've had people that have had great results. I know people that use more than one of these products in their line. And, you know, they've always gone to Barleen's for their fish oils and their flaxseed oil and things like that. And now they're using a big portion of their nutrition area as well, because these products are fully loaded. The packaging is beautiful and they're loaded. Now, this one here is a chocolate flavor. So chances are you're not going to mix this one with juice. You're probably going to go ahead and mix this one with either milk or low-fat milk or 2% milk or cashew soy or almond or whatever kind of milk product you're using. I know you could use water as well. I think the creaminess of some kind of a dairy is fine. But let's say you can't do dairy. Mix it with water. Or maybe if you're a yogurt person, you can mix it with plain yogurt. It'll turn it chocolate and it'll make it really good tasting. And you'll get the still get the benefit of all the good things that are in there, because not everybody's a smoothie person. Not everybody's a shake and a shaker cup kind of person. Some people are like, can I throw this in plain yogurt? Yes, because your plain yogurt will be deliciously chocolate. Or you can put it in oatmeal. So you can be really creative with this. It just finds your comfort zone and what you know you'll stick to. All of us are going through craziness. You know, our lives are busy and active and all kinds of stuff going on. And I think we don't start noticing things until we notice certain things, like getting up to go to the bathroom at night for a man, or forgetting why you walked into a room for a man or a woman, or getting up with more pain during the day, every single day, or, you know, finding out that you're more anxious and edgy and nervous. Or you're getting every single virus or cold or flu that's going around. These are things that we notice, and we know that they're probably trouble areas that we need to focus on. But I will tell you that most of the baby boomers that I know, myself being one, this is very scary. Very, very scary, the idea of cognitive loss and not taking care of our brains and not giving it the fuel and the nutrition that it needs. And, you know, some of us come from families, I do, you know, where there's a major problem with cognitive and dementia and Alzheimer's in two generations, not my mother, but my grandmother and all her family. It's very scary to me. And, you know, when you, no matter what you do every day, you're using your brain and you're using your cognitive function. You know, I do a lot of research. I talk and I have to think and have clarity. So for me, knowing that that's kind of in the download of the blood line, it's a little scary. So I try to do as many things as I possibly can. This is loaded, this powdered product, with things like acetyl L-carnitine, and it's got riboRNA or ribonucleic acid. It's got choline. It's got acetylcholine. It's got blueberry. It's got phosphatidylcholine. It's got PS or phosphatidylserine. Gastrodia, a lot of extract, ginkgo biloba, vinpocetine, which is periwinkle. This is loaded. So when people ask me about this product and they say, hey, Jeff, I was at Stay Healthy and I picked up my oils and my vitamins and everything, and I was looking at this platinum line from Barleen's, you know, who's a candidate for that brain health? I mean, I'm concerned. You know, I feel like I'm in perpetual cognitive overload, which everybody is. You know, so how do I know if I'm an advocate for this product? I think we're all advocates. I think if you're over the age of 21, you're already starting to experience brain overload. And, you know, some of it is brought on by ourselves. Smartphones, computers, screens, you know, we're overloading social media. I mean, our brains are taxed and overloaded every day. And we keep cramming more and more information in there, and, you know, and the demand for more information. And, you know, I think what happens is we it's kind of like our brain is like having a pet that we don't feed. You know, it grabs enough nutrition from the rest of the body to stay healthy, but it's not functioning at full maximum potential because we're not giving it what it really needs, or our diet is heavily denatured. And we're not nourishing and really truly giving our body what it needs and feeding our brain. And I think that we finally get to the point when we start to notice that the brain is like, okay, I've been giving you, you know, help for a while now. You know, you either need to give me something or I'm going to have to start cutting back on what I can do. And I really think that's when we start forgetting, and we stop remembering things from a long time ago. We have more trouble learning and processing. Because we don't have the nutrition, we're not producing neuroplasticity, we're not making really good new nerve ways and brain ways, because we're not nutritionally giving our body what it needs to feed and nourish the brain. You know, because just because you're eating every day doesn't mean that it's doing anything healthy for the body, or that it has the capability to make your body healthier. Many of the foods that we consume every single day, if you're eating the standard American diet, has little to no nutrition. It's calories and flavor and taste and satisfying your tongue and your palate. But, you know, is it giving you what you need? No. I mean, truly, if your stomach was talking to you, it would be saying things like, hey, thanks for that delicious tasting nothing. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Now, can I have some vegetables and some fruits and some nutrition and some supplements and some vitamins and some, you know, minerals and some herbal products? Can I have some nutrition, please? Because I'm trying to do something with the stuff you just gave me that tastes really good that has nothing in it. And I think that is the conversation that our stomach would have with us. But, you know, we don't listen. We shut our stomach up when it's not working well. We put it on acid suppressive medications, or we throw an antacid or something in there. And, you know, before you know it, we're living at a time when we're just giving our body pacifiers and cover-ups and no nutrition. You know, I think this is what happens when a lot of people start eating a healthy diet. Like, I have a lot of people that stay in touch with me usually in January, and the ones that stick with it will stay with me in February and March, let me know how they're doing. This year is a pretty good group, a very large group of people that completely changed their diets and their nutrition. And, you know, they're a little over three weeks into it now, and they're finally starting to say, oh my goodness, did I feel that bad and just not realize it? And that's really a good, valid point, because what it says is that, you know, we got used to feeling and dealing and accepting mediocrity of our health. And we just kind of figured that's the way it was supposed to be, you know, but it's not the way it's supposed to be. We just don't pay enough attention. And I think our brain health is one of the scary areas because, you know, it could go many different ways. You could forget how your body works. You could forget where you are and what you're doing. You can forget past memories, and you might not be able to make new memories. So there's a lot of different things that could happen, and all of them devastating to our quality of life. So when I look at things that I think are very beneficial, you know, I try to look at things from the country's viewpoint of what's going in out and around us. And this is no longer a geriatric old age problem. I think people should start on the brain health product, the platinum line from Barleen's now, no matter where you are. because I think that we all need to support our brain a little bit, you know. And after a couple months, what you're going to notice is you're going to notice that, wow, there's a big difference here. And had I accepted that other way of feeling as the norm? Yeah, chances are you did. And that's not a good thing. We need to fight it a little bit harder. We need to really push ourselves a little bit harder if we can. And we need to remember that sometimes along the way, we have to be honest and open with ourselves and say, you know what, I haven't been treating myself very good, you know, and I am forgetting, and I do have some cognitive things, things we usually don't talk about. But have a conversation with yourself. Can I use some support here? Chances are you can. So I want you to keep in mind the Brain Health. It's a platinum line product, chocolate flavor, delicious. You can mix it in anything you choose. You can throw it into yogurt. You can throw it in your smoothie, your oatmeal, whatever. Just remember to try to get it in. So let's talk about the liver. I did talk about this the other day, but it's part of the line, and I think it's really, truly important. Probably because so many of us have things that we do every day that damage our liver, and we may not even know that we're damaging our livers at all. This is called Liver Detox and Repair. It's one of the platinum products. This is a product that supports our body's natural detox for helping with cleansing and repair, with functioning and maintaining optimal liver function. Now, when you think about your liver, our liver does many, many things every day. It filters, it helps with bile, it removes and filters out impurities, it filters the blood continuously. I mean, it works on our immune system. It does so many different things with the digestive process as well. And it's kind of like the city dump. You know, when you live in a city, you take your dump and you put your garbage out front and they pick it up and take it to the dump. Well, our liver is kind of our dump. It's very capable of repairing itself and filtering itself. But I think we throw so much at it that I think it ends up becoming a little bit sluggish and maybe not able and capable to do the things that it needs to do. Now, this is something that somebody that knows that they've been abusing their body for a long time, maybe you drink too much, maybe you drink a little bit, but still doing it on a regular basis. Maybe you're a smoker. Maybe you work in a germ-filled environment. Maybe you eat a ton of fatty foods. Maybe you're on a lot of medications. Remember, medications are processed through the liver as well. Maybe your diet just sucks. It's just terrible. And you know it. Maybe you're exposed to a lot of germs and environmental things because you travel. Think about that. You know, a lot of stuff that we breathe in and impurities go in our body. Once they get in our bloodstream, they're going to circulate. They're going through the liver. So do I think that most people could probably use this? Yeah, I sure do. Is this something that people need to stay on forever? I think you could, depending on how good and how well and how successful you are about cleaning up your act. I think a lot of people don't clean up their act really well. I think they just, you know, they want their cake and eat it too. A lot of people want to take a vitamin every day so they can eat terribly. So they can say, well, I take a vitamin. Okay, but you're still putting all this other garbage and junk in there. You need to really kind of take a look at that because that's a big functioning problem. We don't get to be as bad as we want to ourselves just because we take a vitamin. You know, and why would you want to? Because I will guarantee you 100% if you have that mentality, when and if you get really, really sick and you are flat on your bed in an ambulance or the emergency room or in a hospital and you are really sick and they're doing all these tests on you and they're asking about all the things that you do and you start telling them all the things you do. I smoke too much. I drink too much. I eat too much fat. I love junk food. I eat too much sugar. I eat all this stuff. And they look at you and they're like, why are you doing that? This is exactly why you're here, because of all those bad things. And you say, well, I take a vitamin. And they're like, yes, yeah, so what? That's like saying that you're doing something rather than nothing. You know, the vitamin's good. Take your multiple vitamin. Take your omega-3s. Take all that stuff. But the thing is, you have to stop some of the bad things along the way. Because every garbage thing you put in your body and every bad habit that you have and every bad environmental thing that you're exposed to and every chemical and all that garbage and stuff we deal with every day and it gets in your system, it's running through your liver. I mean, how long do we think we can just keep expecting our liver to do its job before it starts to back up a little bit? And then we're critical and we're like, ugh, Really, liver? You're not doing your job? And the liver finally just looks at us and says, you know what? When are you going to do yours? Like your stomach telling you to give it some good food. And your skin saying, give me some oils and some water. This soda and alcohol thing's not working. When can I have some clean water? When can I have some fresh squeezed juice? You know, our body talks to us all the time, but we have a tendency not to listen. And I don't think we listen because of the fact that we don't want to have to make a change, or we don't want to have to accept the fact that we may be our worst enemy. So we need to take care of our liver. I love it that Barlean's came out with this because it's really important because of our liver that does 300, 400, 500 different functions every day. Wouldn't you like it to be able to do its functions on a really good level and be able to successfully get it done and be able to truly do the functioning things that it needs to do every single day? Of course you would. So take care of your liver. You know, maybe take this for a 3-month period, maybe lay off for a couple months, make some changes, maybe do it again, maybe cycle it every couple months, maybe every other month, maybe take it every day, especially if you've been really bad for a really long time and you need to do some repair work in there. But, you know, I have friends that'll do this for like 2 months and they'll take 2 months off, then they'll do it for 2 months. But they've also made the changes that need to be made. They've changed their diet. They're drinking water for maybe the first time. They're sleeping better. They're you know, getting fruits and vegetables and good healthy things into their body. So we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can be doing, but you don't get to make changes without making changes. It doesn't happen. There's no magic wand. You don't wake up and all your problems are gone without some work. And whether that's relationship or school or family problems or financial problems, you don't just go to bed, take a nap or go to sleep and wake up and they're all gone. There is no magic wand. There's work involved. You know, sometimes I'll be doing a consultation and I'll tell somebody, I'll say, all right, now you need to cut this out. You can have this. You need to drink more water. You need to go to get a better night's rest. And you start listing these things and they're looking at you like you have three heads and they're like, that's so many things. Yeah, but if you weren't doing so many things wrong, you wouldn't have to do so many things right to fix. You don't get the right to be this bad to yourself. Do you have the privilege to do that? Of course you do. I guess you have the right to be as unhealthy and do as many bad, terrible things to yourself as you want to. Should you? No, of course not. Because you're going to pay for it. I guarantee you, you're going to pay for it. No matter how much you think you've been able to evade problems and slide underneath the light and, you know, and curve around the corner and dodge the ball and do all that stuff, it's going to get you. It's going to get you one time or another. To think that you're going to be able to get away with things? No. Take a look around at your friends and your age groups. How many people in your age group have had health problems in the last 5 years? How many have passed away? How many are in having to have surgeries? How many of them live the same kind of life you do? Go out on the same nights, eat the same foods, drink the same cocktails, live the same stressful lifestyles and don't do anything good? How many people in that category have you noticed that have had problems? And how many times have you asked yourself privately, you know, we're doing all the same things. You know, why not me yet? Because there's a chance that it's going to. So protect your liver. Liver detox and repair, it's the platinum line. Do something good for your body so your body can do and continue to do great things for you. Your liver is going to love you for this. Love you. And it's going to be able to make a dramatic difference in how you feel. All right, let's talk about intestinal repair. This is another big category. And I think it's a big category because of so many people with gut issues today. You know, this is natural ingredients to support your GI tract and make it healthier. Promote a healthy response to bacteria and also create an optimal environment for probiotics. Our intestines need to be focused on, and we don't. Now, this one comes in a mixed berry flavor. It's quite delicious. So you can actually mix this in water or, once again, make your yogurt taste like mixed berry, make your oatmeal taste like mixed berry. Your choice. You can be really creative. I think this would actually taste good with almond milk. So keep that in mind. Who has trouble with their guts today and their intestines? Everybody I know. These intestines get inflamed and they get irritated. And one thing that happens in the intestinal tract. Did you know that past your stomach, and we'll talk about that one next, but past your stomach is your intestines. And inside your intestines, you have these inner reaching kind of free flowing. They look like seaweed little arms at the bottom of the ocean. They're called villi. And their job is, as the waste and the food and the particles are going through, their job are to reach into that mixture and suck the nutrients into the body and let the waste kind of travel by. But let's say your bowels are not working. Let's say you don't get enough fiber in your diet. Let's say you're inflamed in your lower intestinal tract. Let's say that you've got a caking of waste and garbage all adhered to the lining. So those villi that usually reach out, they're all smashed up against the lining. So things are going through. Now, what does that mean? It means that you're missing a lot of nutrition that would be otherwise sucked into the body, but it's kind of going by like a parade, because it doesn't have anything that could reach out and grab it. And that's a problem, because what are those, some of those nutrients are really, really important, and you may not be getting them. You could be actually creating deficiencies in your body by not having a functioning intestinal tract, by irritating and causing inflammation and not having a good amount of fiber and removing the waste and the garbage. So those villi can say, oh, I'm free. They can reach back out again and start sucking up nutrients. This is a great product. Now, this has some fiber in it, which I think is really good, but I think it's also great to make sure you got plenty of chia seeds and the ground flax, the Fortiflax from Barlean's. Have that in your diet every single day. Plenty of fruits and vegetables. The more fiber you have, the better your gut is going to be, the healthier your intestinal tract is going to be, and the more productive you will be with removing waste from your body, as well as absorbing good stuff into the body. Now, this product has glutamine. It has N-acetylglucosamine. It's got DGL, which is the licorice base root extract. It's got marshmallow, which is great for that mucus lining. It's got sweet wormwood in here, so it's great for parasites and bacteria, bad bacteria. It's got MSM in here, which is a sulfur anti-inflammatory. It's got banana powder. It's got quercetin. So once again, you're getting things for anti-inflammatory benefits. There's plum juice, aloe vera. Aloe vera is so healing and so effective. And they use a 200 times effectiveness aloe vera in here. It's got Perea extract, it's got berberine, and it has that fiber blend of chicory inulin and flaxseed and arabinogalactin, which is very, very effective for helping to give you a fiber blend. These are things that also nourish your probiotic system. So can you still take your probiotics with this? Absolutely. But this would be great for someone that has those like intestinal distress. You know, I had a friend of mine that was at his gastroenterologist about 2 weeks ago. And the gastroenterologist finally diagnosed him with bowel actual intestinal problems, and didn't call it a Crohn's disease, called it more irritable bowel, and wanted to put him on some steroids and some other stuff. And he had picked this up ahead of time and brought it to his doctor's appointment. He told the doctor, he said, look, he goes, I want to try this first to do some repair work before I start putting things into my body that basically cover up the symptoms that make me miserable. And the doctor said, fine. And he's a gastroenterologist, and he was looking at the label, and he said, that is something that ends up happening a lot with pharmaceutical drugs. He goes, we do get rid of the symptoms because the symptoms are annoying, and that's what really brings most people to the doctors in the first place. So we do spend a lot of time not correcting problems, not working preventively, but actually just making symptoms go away. And that is very true. And better words have never been spoken. So, I mean, that's pretty cool that he's got a doctor like that. So he's going to try this, you know, twice a day and see how he does. He also picked up his probiotics, and he picked up a protein powder at Stay Healthy, some omega-3s. He's also going to put chia seeds and ground flax into his smoothie and his yogurt, as well as taking this a couple times a day. Do I think he's going to make a difference? Absolutely. Because putting good things in and removing all the obstacles, he stopped his alcohol consumption, which was very infrequent, but it was there. He actually started re-drinking water again. I knew him years ago. He was always a water drinker. He said he just stopped. He would have a glass, maybe one glass a day, but now he's back up to his half gallon. And he got rid of all the junk food. He travels a lot, so he eats a lot on the road. He said, I will go a little further to find a place where I can have healthier food. He said, I'm not going to put any more garbage into my system. And I think the reason that it resonated is he's 55 years old and he has been so ill for the last 6 months. I mean, he's had occasional problems over the years, but the last 6 months have just been, you know, hell for him, you know, and between him and his doctor's like, you know, we're going to have to do something. And he did do steroid therapy at the very beginning because it was so bad. But, you know, now that it's more manageable, he thinks that now it's time to maybe attack it in the right way. And I think he's right. I really, really do. So I love this product. You know, people that have, you know, bowel problems, prone to constipation, maybe prone to diarrhea. Maybe you also have some upper gastric stomach problems. But this intestinal repair is a great product. And it does really work hand in hand with the stomach formula. And we're going to be talking about that in a minute as well. But there's a lot of us out there with intestinal gut problems. And if you don't think it's true, the next time you go into your drugstore, walk back to the constipation, irritation of the stomach, gas, bloating, and heartburn aisle. It's not a section. It's not a shelf. It's an aisle. It's scary. And you know what the doctor was just saying with my friend, you know, going back to that conversation, we do get annoyed with symptoms. What gas or bloating or diarrhea or constipation or, you know, just discomfort in our lower intestines. That's annoying. So if you go to your doctor and you say, can you give me something to make this go away? What we're really saying is, I don't want to deal with these symptoms anymore. Can you make them stop? And is that normal? Yeah, it's human nature. We all do that. You know, can you wave a wand over me and make this go away? But you can also make it that I get to still do all the things that I'm used to doing and I don't have to give anything up because I want my cake and eat it too, because that's another part of human nature. We don't like change. Even though change can change your life for the better, it's still change. It's still frustrating. It's still irritating and we don't like it. So at least these combinations, oh, they're so relevant. You know, like I said, whether it's the brain, whether it's the liver, whether it's the intestines, these are all really, really relevant things and areas that we need to discuss. Now, probably the one that I think more people could use beside the brain would be the stomach repair. Now, the stomach repair is a vanilla chai, so it's really good with water. It's also really good with anything creamy, any kind of almond milk, cashew milk, any of those. It's delicious. It's awesome in yogurt, and it's great in oatmeal. So you have a lot of flexibility with this. If you see the numbers, they're staggering, of the people out there that are living on antacids and are living on proton pump inhibitors. You know, and now that they're over the counter, things like Prilosec and all those kind of things, people are self-diagnosing and self-treating because they're not prescription anymore. Now they're just right there for everybody to medicinally diagnose their stomach problems. Why do we do it? Because we want the symptoms to go away. We don't want to have stomach upset. We don't want gas and bloating and heartburn. We don't want to feel irritated. We don't want to be annoyed. We don't want foods that we love to cause problems because we want to eat them. So, you know, it's funny. I had a conversation with a good friend about a month ago, and we actually got in an argument about this. I ended up winning because the problem with it was is their convictions were so strong and they had convinced themselves so intently that they couldn't really see. And what it was that had to do with using digestive enzymes, using the stomach repair, using probiotics versus going to the drugstore and picking up some over-the-counter proton pump inhibitor like Prilosec. So he did this and he took it for a couple days after we had the conversation of going the other side. And he goes, see, it's all fixed. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I haven't had gas in 3 days. I'm not bloated. I'm not burping. My stomach doesn't hurt. And last night I ate wings and deep fried mozzarella and I had some beer and nothing bothered me. See, I told you I could fix this. And I said, you think you fixed it? And he goes, well, yeah, I'm not suffering anymore. And I said, you didn't fix it. You put a blanket over a smoldering fire and you temporarily put it out. I said, if you think you fixed it, stop taking it for 2 days. He said, nah, you don't know. He goes, this worked for me. He goes, this was the perfect fix. So about 3 days later, he called me and he goes, I'm dying. And I said, what's the matter? He goes, I stopped taking it and now I'm hurting even more than I was before. And I said, uh-huh. He said, can you meet up with me? And I said, sure. So I did. He said, I don't understand. It made it go away. And I said, no, it made the symptoms go away because it made you feel better that you weren't suffering with those symptoms at that point after suffering with them every day for so long. All of a sudden, there was a parting of the clouds and the sun came out and you just felt really good. And in your mind, it was fixed. I said, answer me a question. You convinced yourself that it was okay to still eat all the bad stuff because you thought you fixed the problem. And he said, yep. And I said, did you fix it? And he goes, no. He goes, what about these people that have been on it for a long time? And I said, when they stop, all hell breaks loose. It's kind of like being on an opioid for a long time for pain meds. And you're on it for a while and the pain goes away and your life is going fine. You're taking your pain meds every day. You've been on it, let's say, a year or 2 years, way too long. And your doctor says, your liver enzymes are up. We need to discontinue the pain medication. And you're like, well, I don't need that anymore. I fixed the problem already. 3 days later, you're calling your doctor saying, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I'm in so much pain. This is when you have that epiphany, that moment when you finally realize that you've been covering up the problem. And now it's a year or two later and things have continued to degenerate under there. That knee, that hip, whatever it was, it's now 5 times worse because it continued to break down. And now there's more bone on bone. There's more inflammation, but you didn't feel it because you covered it up. It's the same thing with acid suppressive medications that are now over the counter. You cover up the problems and we feel good because we think we fixed it. It's kind of like when you try to do repair work around your house and you're not a real repair person and all of a sudden you're putting a new ball cock in the toilet and you're putting a new line in there and the toilet flushes and you fix it. Pretty easy fix. And you're so happy because you actually fixed it. We love that idea of being able to fix something. Because most of us are not very talented in that area. That's why there's people out there that come to our house and do it for us because we screw it up and make it worse because we don't know how to do it. And that's perfectly fine. That's why those services are there. But when we fix something with our health, you know, if you have a rash and you use a right combination of oils and things and it goes away, it's fantastic because you did listen to some knowledge you had and you made the rash go away. It's visibly gone. You didn't just cover it up with a piece of paper and so you couldn't see it and under the paper it was still there. You made it go away. So that's a successful feel-good emotion. But we don't get a lot of them when it comes to our health. So if we make a symptom that's really annoying go away, oh, we are so happy because we seriously will think that we fixed it. But we didn't. We covered it up. And like I said, a good visible sign of that is to stop taking it for a while and find out what's going on under the surface, under the blanket. And I'll tell you what, it's never pretty. You know, I think that this letter came into me about a week or so ago, and it basically, just to kind of summarize it, it said that, you know, I did the acid suppressive meds for like 8 or 9 years. And I had to go off of it because my kidneys and liver were both responding negatively. And the doctor and the gastroenterologist said, let's stop these for a while. And I didn't notice anything for the first week. And when he got into the second week, it was bad. And he ended up at his gastroenterologist saying, what is wrong with me? So he had an endoscopy, you know, because the doctor hadn't done one in a while because he hadn't been complaining. And he said it looked like raw meat down there. It was so irritated, so inflamed. And he said, did you change your diet? And he goes, no. He goes, have you been drinking more water? And he goes, no. And he goes, well, what have you been doing? And he goes, I've just been taking that medication and there was no symptoms anymore. I thought it was gone. And the doctor once again to him said, you can't take it anymore. It's affecting your kidneys and your liver. So now you have to make the changes that you should have made 8 years ago. He goes, you didn't tell me you were making changes. And he goes, I didn't think it was important because seeing as I didn't have any more symptoms, I figured everything was fixed. Is this our mentality? Yes, it is. It doesn't make us bad. It doesn't make us lazy. It makes us human. And it makes us really realize that we would like to have some kind of a change. But we don't want to do the work if we don't have to. So who's a candidate for the stomach formula? Anybody that's got gut issues, anybody using a proton pump inhibitor, anybody needing digestive enzymes, anybody eating a lot of deep fried garbage and processed foods, anybody that's already got stomach problems. This one's got that 200 times aloe vera. It's got charcoal, mastic gum, grapefruit seed extract, golden seal, and the licorice DGL root extract. Good stuff. You know, so can you use a good combination? Stomach and intestinal. Great combination. Could you mix them together in your smoothie? Sure. You could also do one in the morning and one at night. But they would work very well together. You'd get great synergism, great friendship and hand in hand with your body, because it's going to make a difference because they're both working in all the same general area. And it will make a difference. I mean, stomach issues are huge. So many people have stomach and gut issues. Gastroenterologist, I mean, the waiting list to get in today is horrendous because everybody has gut and stomach issues. And, you know, you would think that we would first of all just think, what am I eating that's going into my stomach and through my intestines that's causing the problem? You would think we would think of that first, you know, being all anal and all diagnostic on our side, because if anything happens to our smartphone, the first thing we do is start diagnosing. In our computer, we start a diagnosis. We're trying to check to see what's going on. God forbid we can't be connected to the world for like a minute. So we start that. So we know how to diagnose. We know how to do our homework, our Sherlock Holmes kind of a routine. But we don't. You know, we don't think that through. All we think about is the end result, which is my stomach hurts, or I've got a lot of gas and bloating, or I've got heartburn, or I've got constipation, or I've got diarrhea again, or I'm burping like crazy. And then you go to the drugstore and you find something that lists all those annoying things on it, and you take it, and then you think, oh, I feel better. I'm fixed. I fixed it. It's all good. No, it's not. And, you know, and I hate to pop people's bubbles when they think this, but my God, you know, you're thinking it's a magic wand. It's not. You've got to make changes. You can't keep stuffing all this unhealthy food into your system, drinking all the unhealthy beverages, adding stress and nervous tension and not being able to decompress, not sleeping, and all this unhealthy negative acid in your stomach just sizzling in there and eating away at your stomach lining with all this unhealthy food that does nothing good. You can't keep doing that and expect to be able to function properly. It's not going to work. Soapbox today? Yeah, a little bit. And the reason being, so many people every single day. I get these emails and texts from people all the time, and I would say that about 75% of them are on the gut and on the intestines, and my stomach doesn't feel good, and I can't digest, and I'm living on antacids, and I'm drinking this, and I can't move my bowels, and I've got diarrhea every day, and I'm burping continuously, and I've got funky odors coming from my gut and up through my breath, and my stool smells terrible. Really? When do you decide that it's time to take a look at the things we do every day? Because that's important. We have to be real with ourselves. There are no magic wands. If they were, I would love to own a magic wand store and give people a magic wand and tell them to wave it 3 times and all their health problems would go away. I would franchise those little suckers everywhere. But you know, as much as we talk about nutrition and health and nutrition, as much as we talk about getting healthy, being healthy, staying healthy, you know, we have to remember that there's work involved. And yes, we hate change. I hate change. I hate uprooting the apple cart. I love taking things off. I like putting things on autopilot. I hate taking them off. Because when they're on autopilot, it means that everything is working well and my body is adjusted and I'm doing the right things and it's just kind of automatically happening. My choices are good. You know, what things I'm consuming, how I'm chewing, taking my supplements, all that stuff is working really well. I'm ready. I love that. I don't like having to shake it up and make a change. I mean, we're all human. None of us like it. None of us like the idea of having to do things differently. Nobody does. And I will guarantee you that once you kind of push your way through the changes and once you get yourself to the point where you're allowing yourself to make these changes on a more regular basis and allowing yourself to feel the difference and see the healthier you, you're never going to question change again. We only question it when we don't want to do it because we've never seen it work and we don't know if it's really going to make a difference. Once we see the difference, the motivation factor goes up dramatically. Guaranteed. So these products are phenomenal. I really like them. I like talking about them. I like being able to see how they work together. I think I have time. I still can discuss one more, the fifth one in the line. And this one is a little bit different. It's called Environmental Detox, and it's a melon flavored. It's really good. It's good with water. So this is 12 natural ingredients to help support your body's battle against environmental toxins. Now, everybody has things that we can change. We've talked about that during the show today. What we eat, how we chew, how we sleep, how much water we drink, how many good things we do for our body every day, how we decompress, how we're more try to be more positive and less negative, more happy, less sad. These are things that we can control. Do we have a good chance of controlling environmental toxins? No. So who's a candidate for this? Anybody working in a polluted environment. So when you think about environmental impurities and toxins and all that stuff that's at our fingertips, you know, one thing that we need to do is we need to make sure that we are preparing ourselves for the things that we cannot control. So, you know, when people say that they work in a polluted environment, like I have a friend that works in a casino. I have many friends in casinos, many friends. And he says, you know, I've been dealing cards for 20 years. And he goes, although they've redone the filtration systems and it's better, he said, it just seems like the germs and the cigarette smoke and all that stuff is finally getting to me. And it seems like my body is just getting really, really sensitive. Is there a way to work on that? And he goes, and I don't really want to do a colon cleanse. I do those once in a while. And I said, try the environmental detox from Barleans. It's part of their platinum line. He goes, what is it? And I said, it's a combination of 12 nutrients that together will help you kind of put the body back in balance. You know, things like broccoli concentrate and alpha lipoic acid and L-glutathione and zinc. And there's magnesium, vitamin C in there. There's N-acetylcysteine. It's in a base of things like flax seeds and milk thistle and green tea and lignans and chlorella and parsley and cilantro. Things that kind of go in the body and do some filtering. He said, what do you think? And I said, you know what? I think it'd be well worth a try. I said, how's your diet? And he goes, it's good now. He goes, it was bad. It was good, then it was terrible, and then it was not so bad, and now it's really good. He goes, I have fruits and vegetables. I eat protein, only healthy carbs. He goes, no fast food. He goes, I don't do sodas anymore. He goes, I fresh squeeze some juice. I do smoothies, yogurt. He goes, I have oatmeal in the morning, things like that. He said, I just decided that I was just getting too unhealthy. And he said, so I'm feeling a lot better. Plus, I lightened some weight off my frame as well. And I said, that's great. I said, what about water? He goes, lots and lots and lots of water. So I was just wanted to reiterate that with him to make sure he was doing more than a glass. And I said, I think you're a perfect candidate. So I told him about this. He goes, what flavor is it? I said, it's melon flavored. It's actually really good. I said, you could do it with almond milk. You could just do it with water. I said, it's actually good in just a shaker cup. He said, a couple times a day. I said, start with once a day for the first month. See how you feel. So I'm waiting to hear back to see how he's going to do because I think it's a perfect fit. I have other people that work in germ-filled environments. I have a friend that works in a chemical lab where they have to suit up and they do hazmat suits out there. And even though there's still garbage in the air, they still are around chemicals and things like that all the time. He's been using this for a while. I have a friend that actually works in a meat slaughter thing on the East Coast. And yeah, it's kind of gross sounding. But he said there's a lot of chemicals. There's all the antibiotics. There's all kinds of things and germs all over the place, even though you wash all the time. He's now a vegetarian because he won't eat there since he's worked there. He won't eat meat anymore. But he uses it. I've got people that work in factories that use this. I've got a friend that works in, they do diagnostic with oils and gasolines and petroleums and things like that. He uses this. And people that just work in those germ-filled environments, they have found it to be quite effective. And a lot of them say it just makes them feel clearer because they don't feel so cloudy and foggy and uncomfortable and, you know, just not up to par, if you will. So there's a lot of things you can really learn from this. You can actually learn that there's some things that we can do that are going to make a dramatic difference. This is primarily for people that are working in a germ-filled environment. What if you live in a polluted city? I get that one asked all the time. I have a friend that lives in New York. He's right down in Manhattan. He got the exhaust of the taxi cabs and all that kind of stuff. He walks about 8 blocks every day, so he is outside in the elements. He rides his bike a lot. Hardly anybody has cars there that live there. But he said, I just feel like my body has been dipped in chemicals and environmental garbage. I said, give it a shot. So he has a store that he goes to in New York, and he picked up some of the environmental detox. So he's been on it for about 3-4 months now, and he just raves about how much better he hears. And he notices the clarity. And he said his skin has got so much better. And I didn't think it would really work on there, but, you know, if it's cleansing the body, then there's less garbage coming through the skin. And if you're moving the impurities out through the normal means of stool and urine and maybe even some sweat that carries it out and off the body, you know, maybe, you know, you'll get that benefit as well. But this would be something for somebody who says, you know, I'm tired of being around or being in a polluted, germ-filled environment. I have a friend that works in what they call Cubicleville, and he's on like the 50th floor in a place in New York. And he goes, there is literally hundreds of cubicles on this floor. And he says, you know, when somebody starts coughing across the room, you know that stuff's going in the air. It recycles germs and perfumes. And he goes, they just changed the carpeting and they repainted. And we've been breathing all those chemicals. And you can't open the windows because they're afraid somebody's going to jump. He said, so you're only getting the normal filtration, which is just moving it through the system. He said, so he goes, it's everybody's been having headaches and stuff like that. So this is a great idea. You know, so he's using it. He suggested to a couple other people who are smartly using it because it makes sense that you're going to try to get rid of some of those terrible poisons that are there. So there's a lot of things that we can do, and there's a lot of things that we can change. There's some things we can't change, like environmental chemicals and garbage that's in the air and toxins. But maybe we can make our body be a little healthier and respond to it a little bit better. So I know we talked about a lot today, but I wanted to hit all of these because I barely touched on them the other day with a question. And then I started getting all these emails saying, and this stuff sounds really dynamic. It is. I think it's a great sector of Barlean's. I think they've done it really well. I think they have totally put a branch onto this family tree of their oil foundation that is very relevant, very beneficial, and hitting 5 categories that are really talked about, suffered with, dealt with. So many doctor's appointments are based on these 5 areas, whether it's the brain health or the environmental detox or the liver detox and repair or the intestinal repair or the stomach repair. It's that mentality that you're doing some constructive rebuilding and fixing versus the idea that you're just covering up a problem. I love the idea when they use repair because that means we're fixing something. And it goes completely against the idea of what we talked about earlier with the acid suppressive medications that don't repair, really. Now, I will take that back. I have known people that have had bleeding ulcers, and they put them on those for a short period of time, and they did some healing with their ulcer. But did it fix their digestive problem? Absolutely not. So I hope you'll head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Let there be your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Come into Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their 4th decade in the Valley. And looking for extra healthy convenience? Send them an email with your order to contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, and your order will be ready when you get there. Stay healthy. Don't forget about their email address. As for this, as well as their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print a coupon. You can also leave your email address and get future newsletters. And you can also really investigate and do some really good research on your health and your well-being. And don't forget to give them a thumbs up on Facebook. I thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning for the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Have a great day. Do something awesome just for you. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.